you searching for happiness, this the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all wanna live, this the way to go. 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 This the way to go.
You are now listening to The Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's Word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.
God's love, he not only demonstrates love, but he expects us to demonstrate love to him. Let's go to John 14. John 14. And look what Jesus said. If you love me, keep my commandments. Let's try it again. If you love me, do what? Keep my commandments. Demonstrate you love me. Do my word if you love me. Anybody can say they love the Lord and then be doing things that's contrary to the scripture. But if you and I love the Lord, we're going to do his commandments. And of course, his commandments have to do what he tells us in the written and the revealed word of God. Now, in our text, in Revelation 3:19, the Apostle John records how the Lord expresses his love. Two ways. You're going to know that I love you because as many as I love, I rebuke and chasten. If the Lord loves you and I, what is he going to do to us? Rebuke and chasten. Rebuke. Simply means, look, to strike or bring to shame based upon one's actions. When God rebukes, he strikes us. I want you to know that what you were thinking, talking, and doing, Baker, is wrong. He gonna strike Baker. And when he strikes us, it's with the rod. The rod of correction or the word. Baker, you gonna know that you was wrong because I'm gonna hit, as the old folks say, the nail on the head. I'm gonna hit the bullseye. I'm gonna hit the target because I love you. I gotta strike you. You was wrong. How many of us had parents that physically would strike you when you did wrong? Let me see them hands. I told you not to pop touch that. You got striked. Cry all you want, but I told you not to what? Touch it. And so you got pop. Some of you got them mothers with them heavy hands. And when she strike you, do it feel good? No. Some of you got them mothers that'll send you out in the yard to get a switch to strike you with. And that's something, go get your own switch. And so when you do wrong, you get a striking. God does the same thing. Not only does the Lord rebuke us, he chastens. Look at this. to punish for an error, fault, or sin. God will punish us for something that we did wrong or sinful. And when God chastens young people, when he punishes us, he does it so we can learn from our mistakes. God is not just going to rebuke and chasten us without a desire for us to learn and improve. So when God rebukes, corrects you or I, understand, not only is it for love, but it's so we can learn and others learn not to do that. How many have a good understanding thus far about what it means to rebuke and chase? Because remember, God is going to demonstrate this to those that he loves. How many you know God loves you? Well, you're going to really know God loves you when he does two things. What are those two things? Rebuke and chasten. Let's go further. Let's look at some truths about rebuke and chasten. And then I'm going to deal with the meat of our text, and then we're going to be done for the teaching, okay? All right. Let's look at a few things that we need to understand and know about rebuke and chasten. Let's go to Ecclesiastes 7. Ecclesiastes is in the Old Testament. Psalm, Proverb. Then you're going to see Ecclesiastes. Y'all going to do me like last week and not talk back? Y'all going to talk back to me? All right. Ecclesiastes chapter 7. And let's look. Thank you, sister. Verse 5. Okay. First truth about rebuke and chastisement. The preacher says, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the songs of fools. Again, it is better to hear the rebuke of the wise than for a man to hear the song of fools. What do I want you to gather from this verse? Rebuke is beneficial. Rebuke is better. You and I, we need to be rebuked. Because you, according to this verse, you're going to have two types of people in your ear. You're going to have wise folk in your ear in life, and you're going to have fools in your life. And according to the verse, a wise person is going to tell you when you're wrong. It's going to tell you when your actions are not pleasing to God. But a fool, they ain't going to do that. They're going to sing you some pleasurable things. Man, you crazy. Man, you stupid. Man, we had a good time. That's fool talk. But a wise person, they're going to tell you, you know you should have been in church. You know you shouldn't have been doing that right there. You know you shouldn't have been smoking that. You know you shouldn't have been talking, thinking, and doing such and such. It's beneficial. And see, part of your maturity as a young man or as a young woman is to learn to look at rebuke as being beneficial. Oh, we're going to have a good time with this teaching this morning. But how many are seeing that rebuke is beneficial? All right. Let's go to Hebrews. Let me work with it some more. Work with it. All right, let's go to Hebrews 12. So we know what rebuke is. We know what chastisement is. And now we've seen that rebuke is beneficial. All right? It's beneficial. Even if it's coming from someone you don't like, it's beneficial. Even if it's coming from an unexpected source, it's beneficial. Okay, Hebrews 12 and 11. Oh, Lord, this helped me. back in the day and is helping me today. Hebrews 12 and 11. Now, no chastisement, read with me, seems to be joyful. Y'all read it like the sister over here, Tyra, reading. Let's try it again. Now, no chastisement seems to be joyful for the present, but painful. Nevertheless, afterward, it yields the peaceable fruit of righteousness to those who have been trained by it. What do I want you to see? Rebuke hurts, but it's helpful. Oh, I said, when you and I get rebuked right, it's painful. It's embarrassing sometimes. When you and I get rebuked, sometimes you feel like everybody know your business. You'll be looking at the preacher strange, as if he or she has been talking to somebody about your business. But that ain't always the case. And so when you're getting rebuked, it hurts. Ooh, I said it hurts. I have been rebuked so bad, I'm sitting there thinking everybody in the church know that the preacher talking about me. Left the church, I'm known for staying back talking to folk after church, but got rebuked so hard, went to the car, just crying in the car. Drove to the house, tried to get me something to eat and watch TV, but that rebuke, that word was just sitting on me hard. Tried to go to sleep and sleep it off, but that word just talking to me, you know you were wrong. Woke me out for a whole week. Went by the pastor who rebuked me, went to their office, and the door was closed. And I was like, well, I know they don't want to talk to me. Rebuke, it hurts. But if you let that truth get in you, it's going to bring forth some fruit according to the verse. I said it's going to bring forth some fruit. You ain't happy about getting called out on your mess. But if you just receive the truth, the Bible say the truth will make us free. It hurts, man. Sister, I said it hurts. And look, the truth, when you get rebuked right, sometimes if you're not careful, you'll get in the flesh. I said you'll get in the flesh. You'll be mad. I said fighting mad. When folk got rebuked in scripture, they were ready to kill preachers. They were ready to kill. Matter of fact, that's one of the reasons they killed Jesus, because he would rebuke them and put the truth on them. And the Bible say at this time they plotted to kill him. And folk could get mad at the preacher. And listen, preachers' kids, you got to understand. Sometimes rebuke will come from your parent that's in a position to have to rebuke you. And you can get in the flesh and take it personal. But you have to remember, look, yeah, that's mama, but that anointing is on her. Yeah, that's daddy, but that anointing on him. And you can be feeling some kind of way. Some kind of way. Yeah, because we got a number of preachers' kids in here. And you can be in that position and start looking at your parents in the flesh. Y'all understand? And so you have to understand that when rebuke coming is right, it's going to hurt. And sometimes, listen, I'm going to say this. Well, no, I'm going to say it later. Y'all learn it? All right, let's go to Titus. This lead, what I was saying, lead right into this point, because I want to help the house. All right, let's go to Titus 2. Lord have mercy. Titus 2. And notice chapter or verse number 15. Now, this is Paul telling Titus, another pastor, what he need to do when he become pastor. Titus 2:15. Speak these things, exhort, and rebuke with all authority. Let no one despise you. When you become pastor, you're going to have to rebuke folk. But he said, do it with all authority and let no one despise you, belittle you, make you feel that it's not necessary. How many are with me? So when a person is a pastor, rebuke is necessary. Y'all see it? And it needs to be done with all authority. Woe be unto me if God give me something and I don't teach it because I'm considering my family's feelings. If it hit my own family, so be it. I love the praise team. I've known them since they were children, but woe be unto me if they wrong and I don't rebuke them because I've known them for over 20 years. That ain't right. And y'all listen to me. I'm going to make this statement. It's something that you normally don't hear people talk about, but it's just the flat out truth. There are some pastors, some preachers, when God gives them a word that rebukes or chastens or corrects the congregation, oh, they come hard. I mean, they just cry loud and spare not. But then you have some of those same preachers when God give them a word and they know that word is going to affect their own family, their children, they may hold back a little bit. And then you got folk in the congregation that know, and they be like, well, you know, that's just the first family. He ain't going to really go hard. No, that ain't right. If it hit the first family, so be it. If it hit the preacher, so be it. But a pastor has to come when it's time to correct the congregation and do it with all authority. How many are understanding that by a show of hands? Yeah. Because you can be sitting there and be like, man, what done got in the pastor? Man, he going hard. It's just whatever God has given the pastor needs to be dealt with. And if it hit the first lady, so be it. If it hit the preacher's kids, so be it. If it hit you, so be it. We're talking about God's love. So be it. And it ain't personal. I said it ain't personal. Lord have mercy. Let's go back to Hebrews. Let's go to Hebrews 12. How many are learning? Yeah. I've taught y'all for years. You don't get too close to folk where you can't check them. Because sooner or later, you're going to have to. The Bible even talks about young folk. I'm not going to go there, but the Bible even teaches that if your brother wrong, you need to rebuke your brother. And he's not talking about natural brother. He's talking about somebody in Christ. If both of y'all saved, somebody need to be mature and be like, hold up now, you wrong. Yes, yes. And that's your sister, that's your brother. You still need to check them. That's right. Let's go to Hebrews 12:5. Lord have mercy. Hebrews 12:5. Y'all still with me? Hebrews 12:5. And you have forgotten the exhortation. Look at this. Who speaks to you as sons. My son, do not despise or hate the chastisement of the Lord, nor be discouraged when you are rebuked by him. It hurts. You feel some kind of way. You're embarrassed. You got a whole bunch of thoughts in your mind about the preacher and other folk. Bottom line, God is treating you like a son, like a child of his. Look at this. Don't be discouraged. Don't be discouraged. And don't reject it. Just receive it. Don't get in the flesh and get mad. I ain't coming back no more. Look, be angry, but don't sin. It's fine to be mad at the preacher. I done been mad at my own pastor plenty a day when I was getting rebuked because it didn't feel good. And the Bible gives us room to be angry, just don't sin. Because, see, folk be on that dumb stuff. They be feeling like, well, he rebuked me, so I ain't coming to church. You hurting yourself. Well, he rebuked me. I ain't giving at appreciation. You hurting yourself. Well, he rebuked me. I ain't going to be praying for them. You hurting yourself. See, the Bible says that if you're not a son of God, you're a bastard. You're illegitimate. You're basically like a child that has no father. But see, when you and I get corrected, that's God showing us, I love you. You my child. And if I see you doing wrong, whether directly or indirectly, because I love you, I'm going to address it. And I'm going to tell you something, just from a pastoral standpoint, certain messages that God gives, and I know I have to deliver them, it ain't like I just, oh, man, I can't wait to tell God folk up. Man, that stuff, I'm human. And there are times certain messages, listen, I know it's to help certain folk. But then there are other times to where I can give a message, and I'm like, I don't know who this is for, but I do know God's voice. And I know he given it to me to help. And so the Hebrew writer said, if it steps on your toes, as I'm paraphrasing, don't be discouraged. Don't get to condemning yourself and be like, man, God don't love me. Yes, he do. Don't nobody care. Yes, we do. Let me take a quick poll. How many have ever been there before? By a show of hands. And if you stay saved long enough, you're going to be there. But you can't take it personal. If God revealed to me as Pastor Baker, you got some young girls, they dealing with some homosexual stuff. Look, I love you, but I got to deal with it. Well, Baker, you got some young men, they gambling. They gambling, they doing this for money, they playing crap. Guess what? I got to deal with it. Well, Baker, your own sons, they been doing this, that, and the third. Lord, have mercy. They're my own boys. But guess what? I got to deal with it. I got to deal. Because if I don't fulfill ministry and do what God desires me to do, he'll work with me to get myself together. But if not, over time, he'll just get rid of me and get somebody else. Would you rather me hurt your feelings or you end up in eternal flames? Which one do you want? Do you want the preacher to hurt your feelings with the truth or you end up in hell because the preacher didn't want to hurt your feelings? Everybody that want to go to hell and have good feelings here on earth, raise your hand. No, look around because it's going to come a message after the day where a message may hurt your feelings. We need to all be on the same page. Let me see. Everybody want to go to hell and say, Pastor, just avoid my feelings. I'd rather go to hell. But where everybody in here say, Pastor, if my feelings get hurt, just bring that truth. Just bring it. Bring it. I don't care if one person know or nobody know. Give me the Now, some of y'all ain't even got your hands up. I don't care. Them your feelings. I'm telling y'all, folks, it's real. It's real. And we're not going to play church. I'm not going to play church. And I know sometimes, listen, y'all, folks, I know sometimes feelings get hurt. But the Lord told the preacher, cry loud, spare not. He goes on to say, show my people their iniquity or their transgressions. How many are understanding? So what we've seen thus far, rebuke is beneficial. Rebuke hurts, but is helpful. Rebuke is necessary. Don't reject rebuke, but receive it. Okay? In my close, John says that the Lord, as many as he loves, will rebuke and chasten. In our text, he tells us how to respond to rebuke. He tells us to be zealous and repent. When rebuke comes forward, don't gossip about it. If it was for you, be zealous and repent. If it hits somebody you love in the church, don't talk about them. Just pray for them. Because sometimes your fellow brothers and sisters may know your error. Because you come to church together. And some of you talk about your life together. They may know that you're doing something you have no business doing. But then sometimes folk don't know. Whichever side of the fence you're on, when you and I are corrected, and y'all see I keep putting myself in there. When you and I are corrected, be zealous and repent. This is so important because we're in a day and time. The Bible teaches young folk that in the last days, folk would not endure sound doctrine. Churches that have preachers that tell the truth and step on members' toes, in the last days, folk ain't going to want that. And this ain't that type of church. We going to get the truth. Are y'all with me? All right. So what does be zealous mean? Number of things, but look, it means to be excited to do something. Be excited, man. I got to do something. I can't stay in this same place. I got to do something. And the something I need to do needs to be based upon the word of God. If you're going to cry, that's fine, but you still need to do something. And listen, I know me personally, when I get checked by God, directly or indirectly, I feel bad about it. I have godly sorrow. Now, to be honest, sometime when I was doing what I was doing, I knew I was wrong. But when God rebuked me, I felt bad. And not bad that I got caught or he exposed me, bad because he just broke down that my sin was not pleasing to him. Godly sorrow, the Bible teaches young folk, works righteousness or repentance unto righteousness. Are y'all with me? And so he says, be excited to do, be zealous to repent or to change. Man, I got to repent. I got to get right. I got to change. God done called my number. I got to do better. I got to do better. So this lets us know that rebuke is very rewarding, young people, if we respond to it properly. Are y'all understanding? Now, you got a choice to get mad, shut down, and so forth, but if you respond properly, rebuke is rewarding. And it will show you whether you mature or not. Jesus preached one message, and the Bible said it was a hard saying. He turned around and everybody left him. I mean, he corrected these folk, and everybody he was preaching to that had been following him, they left. So he turned around and looked at the 12, and you know what he said? Y'all leaving me too? And Peter said, no, where we gonna go? You the one who have the words of eternal life. In my close, two things I want y'all to understand about rebuke as we consider Revelation 3:19. Are y'all still with me? Is this plain enough? All right. Understand understanding about rebuke and how it's rewarding. Let's go to 1 Timothy, two verses, and then we're going to be done. 1 Timothy 2:1. I'm going to tell you something. Whether it's your friend, a peer, a parent, or your pastor, if that person rebukes you and they right, you should respect that person. You should be appreciative. Yes. That you have somebody in your life that will tell you the truth. Because, see, the Bible says that a real friend is faithful, or faithful are the wounds of a friend. If somebody is really your friend, if somebody really loves you, they're going to tell you the truth. Girl, you know that ain't cool. You know you ain't right doing that. Talking about, I'm going to do it and God will forgive me. You ain't right. You ain't right. Now, you know I love you, but you ain't right. I used to hear Bishop Walker talk about he the type of preacher that could tell you the truth, knowing that it hurts your feeling, and turn around and sip some coffee with you. And it took me some time to get to that point, but now I understand, as a mature pastor, father, and husband, I have to be to the point to where I tell you the truth and then turn around and take you to Chick-fil-A. Yeah. Yeah. You ask my wife. Ask my sons. And then some of you, you know, yeah, I'll turn right around and be a blessing to you. Damn, that take maturity. And that need to be your mindset, that if I get told the truth, I just need to repent, do right, and don't have no ill will against the person who told me the truth. Because you got some daughters, they mother be checking them. And instead of them receiving what mama's saying because you know it's the truth, then you have daughters turning against their mothers. That ain't right. That ain't right. Then you come back 20 years later, mama, you were right. Now you should have been listening 20 years prior on that dumb stuff. Okay, let's go to 1 Timothy. 1 Timothy 5. Y'all still love me? All right, 1 Timothy 5. 1 Timothy 5. Now, this is going to be shocking. But again, this is Paul telling Timothy how to rebuke folk. Okay? And it's rewarding, and we're going to see it. Y'all with me?
Yeah.
All right. Verse 20. 1 Timothy 5 and 20. Those who are sinning, rebuke in the presence of all, that the rest also may feel. Rebuke sometimes, young folk, you need to understand, sometimes it's going to be public. But it has purpose. Not all rebuke is done publicly. But sometimes, depending on what the Spirit of God says, it needs to be addressed in front of everybody. Certain things you're doing as a praise team leader, you in front of folk every week. It might need to be dealt with in front of everybody. Musician, you in front of the church every week. Depending on what the sin is, it might need to be dealt with openly. And this is what get me. Most, especially with young folk, most young folk, they know what be going on. Most young folk, they know different things that's going on in church. Because young folk talk. But y'all have to understand something. If God chooses to expose you openly, don't be mad. Because the same God that will bless you in front of everybody as an example that others should follow, you can be an example to others of what not to do. So just understand. Because sometimes people be like, why he got to do that in front of everybody? Why he got to say that in front of everybody, according to the verse, so other folk won't do it? Because that spirit can get loose in the church. Well, pastor ain't dealt with it, so I guess it's okay to do it because so-and-so doing it. No, it ain't okay. And we're going to let you know it ain't okay because we're going to deal with it. Now, if you start doing it, that's on you. It says that you do not fear God the way you should. Yeah. Y'all understand? The same way God will bless you and I openly, he'll rebuke us openly. So that encourages me to have the mindset, it ain't going to be me, Lord. That's my mindset. Lord, I'm striving to live right because I'd rather you expose me at home than wait till we get to church and expose me in front of everybody. But sometimes it's the will of God. And that does not mean God don't love you.
That's right.
No, it's just your turn. And sometimes it go down like that. I have got preached on in front of all the ministers before, and they didn't know that the word was for Baker, and I didn't give no indication because I was just sitting there like, ooh, Jesus, this hurt. This hurt right here. How many understand? Yeah. So you got to understand, sometimes the pastor may deal with different things in front of everybody. And sometimes it ain't that the pastor been talking to nobody. It's just the Holy Spirit. But remember, it's out of love. It's because God loves you and wants you to get yourself together. But don't want other folk to start doing the same thing. And then you can have the testimony that, man, I was doing so and so, but God sent that word. Man, I ain't had to worry about that. No more. And I'm going to say this, and then I'm going to our last point, and we're done. Y'all still with me?
Yeah.
Understand something. Jesus told his own disciples, if you love mother, father, son, or daughter more than me, he said, you're not worthy of me. So I have to be to the point to where even if I know a word may step on my armor bearer's toes and we close, if I don't put God first, I'm not genuine. I'm not a real pastor. I'm not worthy of him. Y'all understand? If you're a real friend to somebody and they doing wrong, tell them. Even if they say, I don't want to be your friend no more, you say, okay. That's on you. But at least you told. Last verse. Are y'all getting this?
Yes.
All right. Last verse. Titus 1:13. Titus 1:13. This testimony is true. Lord, therefore rebuke them sharply that they may be sound in the faith. When we receive rebuke, young folk, it builds character.
Amen.
Rebuke will help you and I to live right.
Yes.
Y'all see it? Rebuke them. Don't miss, Baker. Talk about it. Deal with it. Show them in the word that is wrong so they can live right.
Yes.
It builds sound If you gave the ministers a teaching on how to pray and receive the offering and they keep messing up, deal with it openly. So the next time, if given the opportunity, they'll do right. They'll be sound in the faith. It's not to embarrass anybody. It's so we can live the way God desires us to live. And what do you call that? That's love, young folk. That's real divine love. Or as I like to say, it's tough love. It hurts, but it's helpful. How many have a better understanding about rebuke concerning Revelations 3:19 by a show of hands? How many understand that that's God's way of showing us that he loves us? Let me see them hands if you have that.
You say you're searching for happiness, it's the way to go. You say you want peace, this the way to go. If you're trying to see Jesus, this the way to go. We all want to live, this the way to go. 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 This the way to go.
You are now listening to the Way to Go Youth Podcast with Pastor Jerome Baker. This podcast is an outreach of A Place of Refuge Church located in Carrollton, Georgia, where the pastor is Bishop Barry Walker. Our vision is to help youth and young adults to be productive in every aspect of life according to God's word. Now, let's receive Pastor Baker with today's message. You are listening to The Way to Go. Thank you for listening to today's message. Please be sure to stop by Pastor Baker's website. Go to www.jeromeabaker.com. Until next time, remember, Jesus came that you might have life and have it more abundantly. You just need to know the way to go.